This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that Uber's gone public, WeWork, technically its parent company, the We Company, is the most valuable startup in this economy, $47 billion or so for basically renting out office space, right? Yes, that does oversimplify a tad. Reeves Wideman had a much more broad profile of the company and its co-founder in New York Magazine the other day. Reeves, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
For those who aren't familiar, just because there may be some out there, what exactly is WeWork? I guess technically the We Company, right?
Yeah, they've rebranded this year and expanded their brief a little bit. But basically, WeWork is a 9-year-old company. It was originally a co-working company. The business is essentially rent a space, slice it up into smaller spaces, and rent those out with cool design, free coffee, free beer, and the idea that you're going to interact with other companies. The company has blown up and grown exponentially around the world. They no longer consider themselves really a co-working company. They are now in sort of a broader category of flexible office space.
Well, so that actually gets to sort of the bigger picture and the vision of the founder of this company, who the only phrase I can come up with to describe him, he's just an interesting dude, man.
Interesting dude is right. Adam Neumann co-founded the company along with Miguel McKelvey. And Adam Neumann has really been the person who has pushed this vision for WeWork of being a physical social network. They were going to open spaces around the world, and by being a WeWork member — they don't have tenants, they have members — you suddenly have access to this community. And, you know, potentially all kinds of advantages emerge, and in the We Company's thesis, a lot of different ways to potentially make money.
Okay, so look, this is going to be the trickiest question I'm going to ask you. And obviously, smarter people than you and I have figured this out, because they have plowed billions of dollars into this company. But what's the there other than renting out space?
Well, it's interesting. The building I'm talking to you from in Midtown Manhattan, in the ground floor, there's a Regus. And Regus was kind of the WeWork of the dot-com era.
Yeah, that's the first floor of our building in New York, right? The Marketplace Bureau.
Yeah,
in New
exactly.
York? Yeah, I've seen it. Right, exactly.
And you know, what they basically provided to the dot-com boom in, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s was flexible office space. When the economy tanked, Regus went down with it. It has since recovered and is now a public company worth roughly $3 billion. It is nicely profitable. And it is significantly larger, has more spaces, many more members than WeWork does.
Oh, that's fascinating.
But is, you know, valued at nothing close to what WeWork has gotten.
Has to be pointed out here that this company loses something like $1.5 billion a year.
More than that. Last year they lost roughly $1.9 billion. And many people can't see a way in which WeWork could go from losing $1.9 billion to making billions of dollars. I think there's a path towards, you know, getting somewhere that's more nicely profitable. But it continues to lose money, and that obviously is going to be the question. As the company has stated, they're moving towards an IPO sometime in the near future.
Mm-hmm. The culture inside WeWork has been called challenging. It has been called actually inappropriate and you know, a boys' club and not necessarily a place everybody wants to work.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the kind of things I heard from employees were a lot of complaints you hear about a lot of fast-growing startups. There's not attention to HR. You know, problems emerge when you have to hire, as they are currently, 100 people a week.
Wow.
Interestingly, I mean, Adam Neumann has been an entrepreneur his whole life. He's never been an employee of a company. And so a lot of employees, you know, would come in kind of inspired by his mission. But ultimately, you know, they're there for a job. You want benefits. You want good hours. You want to work on something meaningful. But, you know, that can kind of rub people the wrong way.
Right. There's a great line in your piece, which I'm scrolling now madly to see if I can find it. But you fit the founder of WeWork, Neumann, in between Steve Jobs and him becoming, you know, the business deity, and Elon Musk at the other end. You fit him in there in the hagiography of entrepreneurial founders.
Well, I think there's a certain craziness that we've come to expect, and in some ways at least admire in our sort of big-time entrepreneurs. And Adam Neumann very much sees his company, and you know, I think it's a genuine belief. It's one that obviously confuses people because they kind of wonder what about flexible office space is going to change the world, but sees this as a way to do something bigger than just, you know, providing people a nice place to work.
Reeves Wideman, writing in New York Magazine about WeWork and its founder. Reeves, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.